You're holding the Zayin Amar Aleph on top. The Gemara says, again, the last Gemara was that for Yozdu Tamayu, they both were Meir and Abihu to go according to their own Tam. And it's like this, the Tanya will learn like this. The top of the Gemara, the Zayin says, that the Locha, that the Bas Koyin, Sheni says to Yisrael, what's going to be your Bas Koyin, that she got married to Yisrael? So before she got married to Yisrael, she not eat Truma. Now that she got married to Yisrael, she's possible she's not allowed to eat Truma. What's going to be if she does eat Truma? The Yochle of Truma. So Halacha is Mishalem is as a Karen. She has to pay back the Karen to a Kain. It's a get like she was stole from a Kain. But Vienna Mishalem is as a Kain, she does not have to pay back the fifth. The fifth she does not have to because she's not really called a Zar. Because the Maisa she is a Bas Yisrael. Therefore she doesn't have to pay back the fifth. Where regular Zar, regular Yisrael, when he eats Truma, that's the Halacha, he has to pay back an extra fifth. Or misasa b'sreifa, hochiv misris b'sreifa. Like if she found to be mezana, that's loch when a bas kohen is mezana, she's chay b'sreifa. Seriously, even though she got married to Yisrael, still she's chay b'sreifa. What's going to be nisais li'echad min apsulim? But let's say she gets married to one of the psulim of the kuna, not just down to a regular Yisrael, but she gets married to a nosan or to a mamza, somebody, it's possible. So then Mishalem is Karen. That makes a psulma she's Mishalelis, and therefore she's called like a regular Tzar. So therefore, since she's Mishalo, she loses the Shem Kuna, and now she's like a regular Tzar. And therefore, the din is Mishalem is Karen v'chemish. If she's going to eat Truma now, she'll have to pay back not only the Karen, but the Chemish also. Umisasa b'chenek. That says she has Nus with somebody else now. So Lachrich is only Chayiv Chenek, not Sreifa. She's not considered like a Bas Kohen anymore. Tip of Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Like Rabbi Meir's, even though before she was not a Zorah, even though with Chilu she was a regular Bas Kohen, but now she becomes a Zorah, we go after the way she is right now. That was Rabbi Meir's Zorah before also. Therefore he said before that if you're Moshech, a Melech, or a Kohen with a Shem and a Mishcha, you're Chayiv Koros. Because even though before he had the mitzvah to use it, but right now, there's no mitzvah anymore, therefore Yechayev Koros. Even though she was once a Bas Kohen, but Koporim, now that she was Neschalol, now her dinim change. And therefore now she's like a regular Zar, and therefore she's Chayev Chaymish, and if she has a Znus, she has Chayev Chenek, not Besreifa. However, Chom Maimrim, the Chom Mesevi, the Chom Maimrim, Echad Zu, V'yechad Zu, both cases, even though this Bas Kohen got married to a Psula, that she only has to pay Karen when she eats the Truma, but Vienna Mishlemes Achemish, she does not have to pay back a fifth. Umisasa b'sreifa, that's the Chom Sheet, and Rashi says the Bar Plukta of Remeya is Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the Sheet that say that, but Zar means she's Zar, Metchilu V'yatsoif. But yeah, since at the beginning she was a Bas Kohen, she wasn't a Zorah, she never gets the shame Zorah. So therefore, Misawas remains b'sreifa. And the Ordin, if she eats Truma, she's always potter from paying back a Chaymish. The Omer Rabbi Yosef, says like this, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Machlekes b'nesinas shemen ha-mishra. The Machlekes before, about whether you have to have a mashu, or you have to have a kezayis, that's only Machlekes by putting the shemen ha-mishra on a person. Or v'shnei d'shneimen, the way we learned before, the Machlekes, how you learn it out from, whether it's the kezayis like usually, Rovir, it's a special limit, it's enough to have even a mashu. Rashi said the Tamar of Meir was there before, was the Yiskish L'Sicha. So just like Sichas with a mashu, here also Nisina is only with a mashu. Ava Nisina, the Alma, but every other place was a parasha of Nisina. Rashi says, Kagoin, Layitin Aleh Lavoina, the Minchas Choyta, Avad the Klal over there is Bikizayis. Rashi says, the Yafinim and Venosan Lakoinas Lakoidish. Which means you have to give something to the achila, which is at least the shiur of a kezayis. So the Gemara says, "Al v'nisina di alma, divrei Yaakov." Everybody agrees, kezayis. That about the stam of nisina means it has to be at least the size of an aleph. Less than that is not called a nisina. Now, gufo, we say before, toni tona came with Reb Leza. A tana learned the front of Reb Leza. That calls she yeshnun v'sach yeshnum about yisach. Any person's bechlad allowed that he himself cannot shmir the shemen hamishra on himself,
he's not going to shmir on somebody else either. But b'chol shein b'sach, anybody that's not b'chol the lav himself, ain't of a bal yisra, there's no yisra to shmir it on him. In other words, a goy, that a Jew is allowed to shmir the shemen ha-mishcha on a goy. So Amalei said back to him, Shapa kamrit, he's saying very good. Lo yisach ksiv, it says lo yisach, v'ekori bein lo yasich. So it's to say both things, that yisach lo yisach, Rashi says, lo yisach ksiv b'shnei yudin. So shadai chad l'teich ha-tevis, v'ekori lo yasich. T'mash m'misha m'tsuva, sh'lo yasich, lo liyatsu l'alachirim. Is mitzvah acher olov, that if you're mitzvah not to shmir yourself, then somebody else is also mitzvah not to shmir you. But if you don't have the love upon yourself, there's no tzivah for somebody else not to shmir you. So it's like we're saying on a goy, your Jew is allowed to shmir a goy with the shemen ha-mishcha. Tony Rav Chananya, kaimi the rova, that minayin, how do we know to say the kohen gadol? Shenot al mishemen ha-mishcha. Shal reishoyim. The Kohen Gadol takes the Shemen HaMishcha, was put upon his head. There was a mitzvah when you anoint the Kohen Gadol to put the Shemen HaMishcha on his head. So I don't know to say the Kohen Gadol now takes from that Shemen HaMishcha. V'nosa now being mayov, and he takes some of it now off his head and puts it onto his stomach and starts to rub it here. So minan, how do we know to say Shuchai v'schayiv chorus? Shneim HaPosuk says, Al b'sarodim lo yisach, mashmani bari, now let him put the Shemen HaMishcha on your basar. So if even a Kohen Gadol, even of him the mitzvah was to put it al roishoy, but that's it. When he takes it off and puts it al b'saroy, for that he'll be chayiv. Oh, malay ravach abredi ravul ravashim. Maishna, why is this different? Why is the loch here different? Meyor the tana that we learn like this. We learned that koyin shesach b'shem and shel trumom. If a kohen that shmir himself with shemen shel truma, it's mutter for kohen to have enough of shemen shel truma. He's allowed to. So it says now, ben bita Yisrael. Let's see, as a granddaughter of Yisrael, his misaga boy is allowed to like rub herself against the father. And it comes out that the shemen is going upon her also, and v'yena chayshish. She doesn't have to be afraid. The question is, why not? L'chur should be the yisrael. You're putting shemen shel truma on a Yisrael, why isn't it also? Just like we're saying here, the Kohen is also. Amalei said back to him, Hosam over there, Umeisu boi ki chalu ksiv. It says what? That by truma, it's Yerovan, you get Misa, kosh you mechalit. So kivu nechaluleyu ho'ichol. That once the Kohen had a right to use it already, it's called like this mechal already, so there's no mochiv Misa to give it to his granddaughter. Avogabi Shemen HaMishcha Ksiv, here the pasuk says Ki Nezer Elokov Olov Shemen Mishcha is Kaya Rachmana. The Avogab Yis Olov La Yischol. Even though the Shemen HaMishcha is upon your body, still it's called the Shemen HaMishcha. See, when you put the Shemen HaMishcha on top of the rush of the Kohen Gadol, Lamais, it's still called Shemen HaMishcha. And therefore, be Yoster from now to take that Shemen and put it on the rest of his body. Therefore, by Yisrael Takob, for the Kohen would be Yosa. So that's the chiluk. By Truma there, the Lochur is not to be Mechal the Truma. But once the Kohen has a right to use the Shemen Shel Truma, so once it's used already, it's called used, like it's Mechul already. And therefore there's no Marisra anymore to put it onto a Zar. Mashen came by the Shemen HaMishcha, here it's still called Shemen HaMishcha even after it was used. So therefore it can't put it onto the rest of his body. Then the Mishnah says, "Aleilu chayovim alzdeinoim." That the Mishnah means on these things, if you do them b'meizi dichayev chorus, but if you do it b'shegeg, you only chayev chates a korban. So Mishnah says, "Be'aloi hoydish lem oshem toli," and things that you're not for sure that you did the avera, you have to bring an oshem toli. And the Mishnah said, "Chutz min ametam mikdash kodeshov." There's somebody who's metame went to the base of mikdash, right? Kachim, and he has a suffix whether he did it or not. He's parted from an oshem toli. And the Mishnah said, "Mifnei shuv boil of yared, tiver Rabbi Meir." That since it was boil of yared, even if you know for sure you did the chet of mikdash kodeshov, there's no korban kavua. It's oil of yared, depending upon how rich you are, how much you could afford. So for the lachar is, if you did a misafik, you have no chiyav oshem toli. So Morris says, Ketani says the Mishnah chutz v'metame mikdash kodeshov. questions me, my mafik, what do you mean chutz? What are you taking it out from? So, this is what the Mishnah really means to say. Hochi Ketoni, that chutz be metame mitish kudoshov, shein mei v'yoshim toli, that you do not have to bring an oshim toli. We have a doubt whether you went into the base of mitish or not when you were tamei, so you do not have to bring an oshim toli. So, where's the question? V'nisni warna l'rnami, let the Mishnah also say, chutz be mi shavro olo of Yom Kippurim. So somebody did a safi chet, salach rish, you have to bring an oshim toli. But if you live through Yom Kippur like Pakas, you don't have to bring it anymore. So if the Mishnah is saying cases that you're free from bringing an oshim toli, the Mishnah should have said a case where you lived through Yom Kippur. Without the klali, shame maybe oshim toli. So when does the Mishnah say, heichad yisa lechatis, for achmona patre, well, the mice you did the chet is here, the Torah freed you from an oshim toli. But overall of Yom Kippurim, lesser lechatis, the klopalei. If the pshat is, since you live through Yom Kippur, and Kippur is mechapar on you, yet we don't have the chet anymore, so that's why you don't have to bring a korban. So that our Mishnah does not have to say. Rabbi Yechanan says, the mavit, the case we're talking about the Mishnah, where a person like kicks Yom Kippur, as if to say, the Yomri says, Ein Yom Kippur mechapar, I don't want Yom Kippur to be mechapar for me. The harder by Bosa Yom Kippurim, Boyle Su Yoshim Toli. That the Maisa, after Yom Kippur, in such a case, he would have to still bring an Yoshim Toli. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say this, because wrong man the case where he's Mavit, be Yom Kippurim. And then the case is, the harder by means of after Yom Kippur, then he does Tshuva, and now he wants to bring a Korbin, the harder by Bosa Yom Kippurim is Boyle Su Yoshim Toli. He would have to bring an Yoshim Toli. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say this case to say that he's potter from an Oshim Toli. For Resh Lakish, Sover of Shlokish holds that Mavit Nami Mechapar Le Yom Kippurim. No, even if a person is Mavit like kicks, like rebels against Yom Kippur, still Yom Kippur is Mechapar for him. Uvapluk, this is the Machlekis. Uvaplukta, that Oimer Le Yishapali Chatosi. If somebody says that I don't want my Korban Chatis to be Mechapar for me, I don't want this Korban to help for me. So, Abayu says, "Ain't a mechaperus. The korban doesn't help for him." Rova says, "No mechaperus. The korban helps for him." So it's more like this: Heichid diyamolei tikrav. When the person says, "Don't bring the korban," he's screaming away, "Don't bring it." So then the kuliyam, everybody agrees, loy pligid le mechaperus, that the korban cannot be mechaper for you. The chesikos, the pasuk says, "Yakrav oisalur tzaynoi," that the korban has to be brought for your rotzen. And if you don't want it to be brought, you can't have a kapara. Ki pligu is the machlokes, the yom where he said, tikrav, filei techapara. Okay, you could bring my korban for me, but I don't want to have a kapara. Abayah says, ein mechapara, the korban is not mechapara for you. To omar, filei techapara, the person says he doesn't want the kapara. So the korban is not mechapara. Rav amana mechapara, it is mechapara. Ki from the yom atikorev, since you said to bring it, is kapara memelo osi. That once it's brought, memelu, automatically you have a kapara, even though you say you don't want the kapara, it comes automatically. Now the Gemara says, though, v'hodah be'rova, rova was chayza, rova retracted and said, no, that you would not have a kapara. At the time, like we learned, yoch, I would have thought to say, yom kippur mechaper, al shavim v'yal shein shavim, maybe yom kippur itself could be mechaper, even for a person that does not do tshuva. And really, we didn't swear that way. Just like you being a korban chatos or korban osh, it gives you a kapara. V'yom ha-kippurim is also mechaper. If so, ma chatos, v'yos ha-kachatos and anoshom. Ein mechaper me'el ha-lashovmon, if you do tshuva, is yaf yom kippur, ein mechaper me'el ha-lashovim. Who would then yom kippur is also only mechaper if you do tshuva? So Mora says, no, lo yim amad, didn't I tell you, v'chatos v'yoshom, she'ein mechaper me'el ha-mezik ha-shegig? The korban is only mechaper for shaygig, not for mezid. So that's why if you don't do tshuva, it doesn't help. But to yom of Yom Kippur, mashenk, and day of Yom Kippur, she mechaper ala mezid kishaygig, it's mechaper even on a chet you did the mezid. So melo, voyil or mechaper ala mezid, since Yom Kippur has a character of mechaper even on a chet you did the mezid. So maybe kishaygig, mechaper, it's mechaper ala mezid kishaygig, so maybe you are did mechaper al shovim v'al shein shovim, can mechaper even if you don't do tshuva. So in this Talmud, the pasuk says no acholik. That there's a difference over here. that Yom Kippur is not mechaper if you don't do tshuva. Now, my shavim for shen shavim. What do you mean to say he did tshuva and he didn't do tshuva? Let me, if you want to tell me, shavim shoygeg, lo shavim mezid. Shavim means the chet was done b'shoygeg, and lo shavim means b'mezid. Hokotani says clearly not like that. Lo yim amarta b'chatas v'yoshim. That's not mechaper. If you want to say it means the chilek here between shoygeg and mezid, that's the same thing that's saying here between a chatnas and a noshim. So it's repeating itself over again. So that's not the pshat. Ela Rada Gemara says kihod yula, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that ochal chelif, somebody ate chelif, the ifrish korban, he ate it b'shoygeg, and he set aside a korban. Ve'emer dosa, then it became a mumor, like it does now a veris b'mezid. And then later, because the boy is doing tshuva, soil v'nitche yitche. Since at the time when he was a mumer, he decided to do averes b'mezid, he's not about to be in korban anymore. So once it was pushed away, his chiyuv korban, it does not come back again anymore. So Moshe says, need the yitche korban gavro. Even though the person was pushed away, his korban, it need the yitche korban, but gavro ba kaporu. But the person is still a ba kaporu. So why shouldn't they get kapor on Yom Kippur? Why shouldn't they be mechapef him? Ela rather means like this. Shove means the Yom Yichapro Lechatosi, that I want my korban to be mechaper for me. Shein Shove means the Yom, he says, Lechapro Lechatosi, I don't want my korban to be mechaper for me. So Shvamini, you see, that Vein is Shove, it's not mechaper. You see, if somebody says you don't want your korban to be mechaper for you, it's taken not mechaper for you. Uriminu, I have a question now. The Guru was saying the same throw applies to Yom Kippur also. If somebody says he does not want Yom Kippur to be mechaper for him, so it's not mechaper. Reminu, I have a question. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper, elo al shenisana boy. Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper somebody at fast on Yom Kippur. And vlo yosa boy melocho. Vekor mikro kodesh, like he makes Yom Kippur into regular Yom Kippur, he calls it a kodesh. He davens, he's mekadeshit. What's going to be, lo nisana boy, somebody does not fast on Yom Kippur, and also yosa boy melocho. Vlo yosa mikro kodesh, he did not call it a mikro kodesh. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper, maybe Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for such a person. Talmud, the Pesuk says, no, Yom Kippur mu, mikom mokom. As a matter of what, Yom Kippur has kedushas Yom Kippur, it's mechaper. For Tavaya now, both prices over here is like Stam Sifro heavy. Is Sokash Nadodi, is a steer in the Stam Sifris, is Yom Kippur mechaper without truth or not? So Rabbi Yabai says, Lakash is no steer, I tell you, Hori, Rebbe, Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, and all Rebbe Aliba today. So the Machlekes Taka Rebbe was saw some the Sifris, but the Shaila he said one according to his own sheet, the one according to Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya learned like this: Rebbe Yem Rebbe says Kol Avera Shabbat Torah, Bein Osa Tshuva Bein Loyos Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper. Even though you did not do tshuva, still the day of Yom Kippur is mechaper. Chutz Miporek Oil. Somebody takes off the oil of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Megal upon the Batur, redashes the Torah the wrong way. So Rashi says, Perikol means Shokol Mitzvah. He takes off the oil of any mitzvah. He's Megal upon him, as she says, Derish Bagodesh Adoifi. He learns wrong pshat on purpose, different wrong pshat in the Torah. Or Meifer Bris Bosser, he takes off his Bris Mila like. He doesn't want to have his Bris Mila. These cases, Shemos, Shuv Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But if Yom Lav and Yom Kippur Mechaper, only these three special Averis. But otherwise, all other Averis, Rebbe Sheet, there is, even though you do not do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Setzayin, these two Sifris, one's going to leave the Rebbe, one's going to leave the Rebbe Yehuda. Rav Omar Rava says, Rebbe Alib the Nashi. No, both Sifris are going according to Rebbe, according to his own Shita. But Amoy the Rebbe agrees, the Averis Yom Kippur Gufod Le Mechaper. That if you do an Aver on Yom Kippur, if you eat on Yom Kippur, or if you do Moloch on Yom Kippur, for that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Because Dila Teimoch, you're not going to say like this, Chorus Yom Kippur the Rebbe, how do you ever have a Chiyat Chorus on Yom Kippur? Kivun the Bechol Shosu Veshosu Mechaper. Even if you do a Chet, if you want to tell me Yom Kippur is mechaper for the chet you did on Yom Kippur, Sala Yabi Chiyiv Koros for Yom Kippur. You do the chet right away, Yabi Kapara. Samura says, no, O my Kush, what's bothering you? Duba made the case to be like this. He did work the whole night of Yom Kippur. Uvad the Yom HaShachar comes early in the morning, miss he dies. There was no daytime for it to have his kapor. When you start mashmir, the kapor of Yom Kippur comes by daytime, not at night. Smur says, good. Tainer, that's good. Chorus the Laila. You get to keep chorus at nighttime. But chorus the Imam Echem Shkakasla. How do you have chorus by the day of Yom Kippur? Smur says, my Kusha, what's bothering here also? Till it may be Behadi de Kocho Namo. While he was eating the food on Yom Kippur, Chonke Yomtsa, he like choked over a bone and missed and died. There was no time of Yom Kippur to mechaper on him. He now realized the case could be is the Yavar Avirat Samach L'Shkiyah Sachama. He was doing Malacha on Yom Kippur right before Shkiyah, and he ended by after Shkiyah, so there's no more time left of the day to be mechaper for him. He now realized Bahadi the Yavar Avirat while he was doing work on Yom Kippur. He is paski maro. His hammer like came and chopped off the shakir's feet. Or missing he died. There's no more time left for him. Keep the mechaper. He died right away. So kids, this would not be a real good proof. But I call upon him. That's the svara. That according to Rebbe, even though he holds Yom Kippur as mechaper, even on averus that you did not do tshuva on, but the averus you did on Yom Kippur itself, avada those averus Yom Kippur is not mechaper. But Lamaisa, we do not pass like Rebbe. We hold that Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you do tshuva. And if you do not do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. You know, it says the Mishnah, the Chomer, the Chomer say, Af HaMagadif. A person that curses Hashem also is spotted from the Korban. Zemora says, My Af HaMagadif. What does the Chomer say that Af HaMagadif is also spotted? Zemora says like this, that Rabbonin Shomalil Rabbi Kiva. The Rabban and the Chum over here heard what Rabbi Kiva said. The Tony Baloiv, that Rabbi Kiva holds that Baloiv is also one of the Chai Bekrisis, that Beshoigel you have to bring a Chatis. For the Tony Yedoni does not say the type of Kishuf of Yedoni. Is Omrulai, so Chum said back to him, Maishna, what's the difference? Le Maisi Korbin, Mishum Dles Be Maisam, Hakim Yoda, what Yedoni is not called a Maisam. It's called Stam Kishuf without a Maisa. Therefore, you Rav Kiva agree that you not chayiv a korban for it. Is so Megadif Nami less by Maisa. Who are then some of the curses Hashem also? There's no Maisa involved, and therefore you part from the korban. Turn Rabban word like this. Now the pshat from a Baal Oiv and a Baal Yudon, the difference was that a Baal Oiv, that summer it takes a gugurlis, the skull of a head. And with that, he does magicians like, he has it speak, he puts it under his armpit like, and he talks with it. That's called a didamaisa. Vashenken yidoni, that's time you take a netzim of a bird or a chai, and you put it into your mouth, and it talks by itself. So that's called ain by maisa. So Mora said, that's what God meant to say, you are didn't a gadi also, since it's ain by maisa, not doing an action, you'll be parted from the korban. Turn around and remember this. Megadif may be korban. That knows somebody that curses Hashem does have to bring a korban. Hoyo v'nemo by chorus. Since it says the word chorus by megadif, so the word chorus means to say yechai the korban. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. For Yom, the pasuk also says v'niso chetoi. He has to carry his chet. So we'll see what that means. But korban the Gemara is uklolu. This a good klada kolaycha dichsiv by chorus. Whatever the Torah says is a punishment of a chiyuv chorus. Maisi korban, you have to bring a korban, is not true. Aivu pesach, you know, if you don't bring a korban pesach, umila, you don't make a bris mila. The siv be chorus, but no, if you do not do these mitzvahs, I say, there's a chi of chorus upon you. And still, the shaygig v'le maisi korban, you don't have to bring a korban. So not every time it says the word chorus, is there a chi of korban. So what do you say by megadif, there is a chi of korban. So Gemara says, okay, come, this is what I'm keeping meant to say. That Megadif may be Korban. The reason why Rabbi Kiva holds that somebody curses Hashem, he has the chiv to bring a Korban. Because when the Torah writes the word chorus here, that's like B'mokim of the Korban. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Because Kesavri holds like this, that Migu de boy Michtav chorus B'yama, Hoksiv chorus B'mokim Korban. Shmamin the Maisi Korban. In other words, the Pasuk could have said Korus by itself, and it says the Pasuk Korus next to the Chiyuv Korban Shabai, mashma with this Chiyuv Korus, you have a Chiyuv to bring a Korban. For Yoima, then the brought on the price before and often said, the Pasuk says, Chotu Yisoy is to carry your sin. So Mor says, that's also Rabban that goes according to Rabbanin. And Vokhi Komer Rabbi Kiva Rabbanin. This is what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbanin. Amrisu Megadif Les Be Maisa. That you say, what? Megadif has no Maisa. Ma Megadif, what is Megadif? Bavorach Es Hashem. Cursing Hashem. El Koros Dechsiv Lema Yosakam Apostle says the word Koros over there. So Amri, they say, Amri Le Litein Koros Lemekal. The Chiva is at Huadin. If you curse somebody, that you have Koros. Kesiv is said by Mekalo, Cheta Yiso Rishu. Uksiv by Pesach Sheni, Cheta Yiso. Samal Al and Chorus, Avkan Chorus. That's what the Pesach over here means. It comes to teach us that the Chiv Chorus will be Mekalo, will be Mekalo for cursing somebody. Now really, Rashi has another Girsi, Rashi learned the question was, who said Megadeth means Vavor, cursing Hashem? Rather, Chom say Megadeth means worshipping Avodah Zarah. So that's why you chayiv a korban, because if you worship a void of Zoro, that demesin is a maisa. Therefore, you chayiv a korban. So Morris says, the Quentin of Bunny Soul, chorus, what's up to their extra word chorus there? They're talking about being over that a void of Zoro, we have its own pasch to say chayiv chorus. So Morris says, Amriz comes, leaping chorus to Makalo. They give cross somebody curses Hashem, but also it's chayiv chorus. The Ksiva says to Makalo, Chete Yiso Yishu. It says also Cheto Yisom to make a Zereshava Malal and Chorus is Avkan Chorus. Talking about one like this, Es Hashem Umegadif. The pasuk says he is like be Megadif Hashem. So what does the pasuk mean? Es Yisi Ben Yudoi Mek Yodim Oim Lechaver. Like somebody says to his friend, Gifoso Akari, like scraped out this pot, Vichis Rosoi, and he made a chos and made it missing something. So why Kisav Riyol that Megadav means Vavorach Es Hashemu, that somebody's cursing Hashem, it's like cursing Hashem. We have Lezab and Azayi Waimino, it means Ka'odah Moim Lachavir, as somebody says to his friend, Gir Fosloi Hakara, also scraped out the pot, for Loi Chisros, he didn't take anything away from it. He didn't take away, why? Kisav Riyol's Megadav Hainu Wevet Avodah Zarah, it means if I care, he's worshipping the Avodah Zarah. So Rashi says, if you learn it's Chosro, he took away from the Yates, Megadif Ayin L'mavorach Es Hashem, and Milsa Rabba with the Parsha Yodavik, because I'm cursing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Leich, the other one said, Leich Chosro Es Kisav, Ayin L'mavorach Es Hachavim, Goyin Mishor Mezal L'mavorach Es Hachavim. So I have Milsa Rabba Kuli Hai, the other one is like singing to that Avodah Zarah, that's not such a big chet. Tani, the another brayse we learned. Yes, Hashem, we have laws of an azayu ayme b'yevin avodah zorah kosam medaber. The chomay me know that b'ro kosam elit in chorus mevorach Hashem. That's the machlokes when this pasuk says as Hashem who megadev. Does it mean to say somebody that's cursing Hashem for that yichayev chorus? Or else no, the pasuk is talking about somebody's mezamer, somebody singing to avodah zorah for that yichayev chorus. Now the Mishnah says. Yesh mevius korbin v'nechol. Sometimes they bring a korbin and they can eat from the korbin. And the yesh mevius v'ena necholim. Sometimes the isha has to bring a korbin and it's not nechol. You can't eat from the korbin. The yesh shena mevius. And sometimes they don't bring a korbin at all. So cases like this. Elo mevius korbin v'nechol. These are the cases where you bring a korbin chatis and the kohen can eat from it. Hamapeles kimin beima. An isha that had a nefel, she had a miscarriage, and came out looking like a behema, or else chayiv yoif, tibu Rabbi Meir. So even though she was mapel, somebody does not look like a person, so Rabbi Meir holds that this isha is mechuyiv a korban. So the chiddush of this mishnah is now that some korbanos you bring, even though you didn't do a chet, like an isha yoledes, she has to bring a korban. So the chiddush is, even though she was mapel, kimin beima kimin chaya, still, she has to bring a korban. The chomer and the chomer say no. Atshei by mitzuras adam. Only if she gave birth, she had a miscarriage to something that looks like a person, but looks like a behemah, she's potter for a korban. Hamapelis, a sandal, let's say she has a miscarriage, some looks like a shoe, or shulya, or that's the placenta, for shafir, that's the skin of the baby itself, marukim, that is like a tube of skin, that has some type of a face, some type of a tzura of a person, shvir marukim, or else vayetze mechutach, if the baby comes out in pieces, v'chein shifcha, same thing if you have a shifcha, she'apilu, she has a miscarriage, a shifcha kinanis, is maybe korban benechol, all these are cases that she has to bring a korban, and the korban is nechol, the regular korban chatis, that the kohen can eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu mevias, these are the ladies that bring a korban, but v'ein nechol, the korban cannot be eaten, it's not like a regular korban chatis, that Hamapelis of Venetia's mapil, she has a miscarriage. Vienya day of mapil, she's not for sure what she was mapil. If she was mapil, something that's mechayev to bring a korban or not. So if I'm in a suffix, she has to bring the korban. For a korban, it's not nechal. Vechayin the same thing, shtei noshim, two ladies, shepil, they had a miscarriage. Achas mimin potter, one gave a miscarriage to a behema. Viachas one mimin chayva. So we don't know which one has to bring the right korban, therefore they both bring it minasafik. Om Reb Yosi, Amosai, when did I say this? Bizman Shaol Chuzulim, Mizra Chuzulim Arif. One went to the east, one went to the west. They're not together. So each one separately has to bring her own korban. Avol lo im hayu shteyim oimdos kiachas, they're both in front of us, they're both here. If Nevi'ah's korban menechol, then they only have to bring one korban, and they make it tonight like. Whoever's mechuyev is really bringing it, and therefore for sure the korban has to be brought, therefore the kohen could eat from the korban. That's called the korban hanechal. Alright, turn over, clean one on the other side.